Welcome to Ag Economic Insights. I'm Joe Gangwish. We're going to visit with David Widmar this week, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights, and talk about soybean acre madness. You know, it's basketball time of year with the tournament going on with March Madness. And David, let's talk about some of the madness around our upcoming acreage report involving soybeans.
Yeah, just like the college brackets that everyone filled out, there could also be some surprises in the acreage expectations that we start to see coming out with the USDA's first look at planting intentions here at the end of the month. So Brent and I took a look at what we kind of know today about potential planting intentions coming up in 2017.
Well, let's talk about, first of all, insurance guarantees when you talk about corn versus soybeans.
Yeah, so one of the first things we think about is what's the crop insurance guarantee look like for corn versus soybeans? Those prices are set in February, and the corn price for 2017 is $3.96 per bushel, which is up slightly from 2016. But when we look at kind of an 80% coverage level and what variable costs might be for producers, the coverage level is not much changed from back in 2016. On soybeans, that price is $10.19 per bushel, and there's actually kind of an insurance guarantee, and we looked at the Purdue crop budgets here. There's actually a crop insurance guarantee advantage to soybeans by about $47 per acre, so it's quite a bit of an advantage, and this is why we think a lot of producers are going to be looking at soybeans relative to corn coming up in the new year.
All right, price relationship, how does that work out when you start putting the pencil to it?
Yeah, this is one that's talked about a lot. When we look at the price ratio and some of the crop budgets and in that crop insurance price, we see the price ratio for soybeans relative to corn is favoring soybeans this year. It's one of the strongest signals we've seen in recent years, but that's always a tricky relationship to keep in mind. It's really back to cost of production as well.
When you think about corn and soybean acres, you know, it's going to be a delicate balance this year, isn't it?
Yeah, so in this week's post, we have a neat chart in there and looks at two things. One of them is total corn and soybean acres. That's been trending up since the early 90s. Last year, we had a record high combined acres of 177 million, and we think that could go up again next year, especially based on the decline in winter wheat acres that the USDA previously forecasted down to be about 3.75 million acres. So we got to keep an eye on what our total corn and soybean acres. The second one that's interesting to keep in mind is what share of that total goes to soybeans. So how big is the pie and how big is the soybean slice? And that varies from year to year, and we could expect that to tick higher into 2017 as well.
All right, we've got a little bit of time left, David. Give us a couple of scenarios on how this might play out.
Yeah, so we kind of looked at a couple different ways things might play out. One of them is, will those total corn and soybean acres that were at 177 million last year, will that stay the same or will that increase? And our assumption was maybe as much as 3.75 million acres. The second kind of set of assumptions we looked at is, what does that share of soybean acres look like? Is it kind of modestly favoring soybeans, maybe 48% of that total, or is it really strongly favoring 49.5%, which is kind of tying that record? And when you look at all those scenarios together, four possible outcomes, soybean acres increase in all those scenarios from up 1.8 million acres all the way up to an additional 6.3 million acres, almost 90 million acres of soybeans planted in the U.S. So we think there's a pretty good probability of additional soybean acres. The magnitude right now is kind of the big unknown. Also, in those three scenarios, corn acres were down in three of the four scenarios. So, but the declines weren't significant. So we think if there's going to be a big crop of corn and soybean acres planted, and we'll see how the market kind of adjusts from that.
Well, that is David Widmar, co-owner of Ag Economic Insights. For more, go to ageconomist.com. And if you'd like to hear this program again, you can go to the podcast page at ruralradio.com. I'm Joe Gangwish.